Stevie Wiebe here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Eric Griffin Part 5 episode. My favorite part of his interview was just talking about his Twitch channel and his gaming, and especially talking about Modern Warfare Warzone. So thanks for tuning in. Peace. Welcome back to another episode of the Stevie Wiebe Show.
What am I doing here?
We have a very special guest tonight. Please welcome back for the fifth time, comedian Eric Griffin.
So I can't get friend, brother, nothing good.
I'm trying to keep it professional. Hey, man, it's so good linking back up with you. I wanted to first do it publicly, like I want to do a public apology. I was in a bad spot, man. I was paranoid. I didn't want to stream, but we're cool now. I reached out to you.
Yeah, Steve reached out. He called after, even though I called him like
after 2 years,
maybe like 60 times. Maybe I called him and texted him, but you know, Steve. One call. Did I answer on the first call?
Yes, sir.
Just picked up right on the
yes,
first call.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I mean, you know what, Steve? I mean, it's like
no. Be real. Be real about it.
I chalk it up to like. It's a lot of panic going on when, like, the pandemic first happened.
Oh, my God.
I mean, the pandemic happened.
It's changed me.
Yeah, it's changed us all, really.
Like in a bad way.
You think so?
Like, sometimes I don't even want to get out of bed, so I'm just like, what's the use?
Okay, for me, just to talk about it like that, for me, it was like, I didn't know what I was because I defined myself like you defined me. Oh, comedian, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'm a comedian.
Going through that.
Yeah, because I was like, if I'm a comedian, I can never go perform. So it was like I was really depressed myself too because I was like, well, what am I if I can't go do comedy, right?
Yeah, okay. I didn't see it. I never thought of it from your...
No, I was going through
You were going through that. Like,
I was going through that too. So then I thought... Searching. And then I was like thinking to myself, oh, man. And then my girl moved in because of the pandemic and
Right.
So I was like, then I started to think, well, damn, how am I going to pay rent? What's going to happen with money?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, I'm not broke or anything. I got money in the bank and all that stuff. But you know, you have certain bills and you have things, a lifestyle that you want to live.
And you're used to performing. You were performing like, wasn't it every night?
Every night. It wasn't a night I wasn't performing or had the opportunity to
perform. Whether it's the Laugh Factory or the store or the
or
improv.
Anywhere. Yeah, any little shitty show anywhere in the town. So anyways, so cut to, I don't know what's going on. So I pivot into gaming. We were already sort of gaming anyway, like with the worst fire team, but that didn't work out the way we wanted it to anyway. It just didn't pan out the way we wanted it to. People weren't watching us like that.
Right.
They just weren't. No matter what we tried.
Well, I'm just letting you know, I haven't turned on Destiny.
Me neither.
I don't know what happened. There was a shift that happened.
It's just too hard.
No, but you all crossed over. You, Coke, Craig, everyone. Pikachu, everyone crossed over, and I was the only one on the moon.
Like on Saturn, trying to pick up,
and then I felt like in my mind, I'm like, oh, they don't know what they're missing. They lost the love for this OG game. But then now, I think I disassembled. I don't even. It's not on my system,
dude. I don't even know. They keep. I just couldn't keep up with all the things that they had to do.
And they didn't do anything new, did they?
No, they didn't do. No. They don't know.
Two exotics.
They did so many new things that you couldn't keep up. You know, it's like when you turn. Here's my problem with Destiny. You turn on the game and, like, you need to be light level 1500 or whatever, right?
But the
last time you played, you were on light level 7. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. And then you have the Mida multi-tool.
Yeah, you're like.
You use it a Mida.
Yeah, you're like.
No one uses it.
So it becomes a thing where you can't keep up with what's going on. And then you just kind of like lose interest. So that's what happened.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, like I was saying, I started.
Hey, let's talk about it.
I started gaming. All right. Yeah. We will. But I'm just saying, I just want to give you the backstory.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. So I started gaming. And then what started to happen was people started to watch.
Just on Twitch? Like where? Just on Twitch. YouTube or Twitch?
No, it started to happen on Twitch.
You just turn on the camera?
I started on Twitch, and then, and then I started to see, okay, I was an affiliate. And then...
Wait, explain to the viewers and listeners, what does that even mean?
They have different levels. Like affiliate is like, okay, so you have like a certain number of followers, so then you can start getting revenue.
Yeah, okay? That's dope.
So listen, I didn't even know this until I'm streaming and all of a sudden I get this notification on my PayPal.
From Twitch?
From Twitch, like you've received this amount of money from Twitch. And I was like, what? I was like, this.
wait,
I was like, this is a real thing?
What do you mean? You had your banking already attached?
Yeah, I already had it attached.
But they notified you.
Yeah, they notified me, like, because I know I got a PayPal message, like, you just received this amount of payment from Twitch. So I said, wait, this is going to happen all the time?
Wait, once a week, twice a week?
No, it's once a month, right?
Once a month.
Yeah. So then I said, I was like, all right, well, let me do a heavy. Let me do, because I realized this is what we were trying to do with our thing, with Worst Fire Team. It just didn't pan out.
Yeah.
It just didn't, right?
Yeah.
I started doing it. I was like, what the hell's happening?
But what were you doing before that? Were you playing every day?
No, I wasn't playing every day. That's the thing. I wasn't playing every day. I would sometimes stream.
Twice a week?
It was fun. Maybe.
And you got notified. Like,
you know, no. You don't understand. Once the pandemic hit and I was just at home, I said, well, let me start streaming every day because what else do I have to do?
Yeah.
So then I started streaming every day and then it started to happen. And then I was like, oh, this can be big. I mean, you know, just bigger than I thought.
Was it a lot of money?
No, it was. The first thing was like $150.
But that's still.
But it only been like a couple, like not even a couple weeks. I was like, wait a minute.
A couple weeks.
And then I thought, I was like, hold on. And I started to calculate in my head, if I did this more and blah, blah, blah.
I don't understand where the revenue's coming. Is it from ads? Where is it coming from?
It's two things. It's ads and then people subscribing to your channel.
Oh, yeah. That's it?
Yeah.
Huh.
And then, so people subscribe. And here's the thing. I tell this guy all the time.
wait. No. Say your thing, but then I'm going to.
I'll tell him all the time. Okay. I said, Steve, you don't understand how much people will like and watch you and how much money you can actually make. I tell him all the time. But listen, I respect that he don't want to do that. All right.
But this is my argument is I notice that gaming for me is an escape and it's something I do after I'm done with all my work shit, you know, like
make that work.
But the thing is, I noticed that once I was experimenting, I turned the camera on and it did something to me. Like
I get it
in my head. Like I was,
I totally
instead of enjoying the game, I'm like, oh, I got to crack a joke or I got to do something to entertain them.
Uh-huh.
And then the thing is I'm saving myself cause I get so, you know how my red zone. And the Modern Warfare brings it out.
Oh, I know.
Really bad in me. I want to get to that too.
We'll get to it.
It's 100 times worse than it was with Destiny because with Modern Warfare, it's not even guns.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll get to
it. But in my defense, I just I knew what you're like suggesting that, but I'm like, I don't like what it's doing to me. I don't.
Okay.
Like,
now cut to now. I'm playing. Right.
Yeah.
And then one day. Okay, so then one day Bobby decides we play FIFA.
Yeah.
All right, and I stream the FIFA.
Oh, not even Modern Warfare. Different game.
No.
This is
him and I playing FIFA. Yeah, we used to do it.
I know, I know. Like you early 2000s.
Bobby and I, when we get on, we start going back. That's the thing.
Automatically.
People love it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I streamed that and I put that video on YouTube, and it did better than my podcast.
What?
Okay.
What? Just you playing FIFA with my brother?
Yes. Okay. So then it was like, I was like, oh, this is real. Because now there's revenue on YouTube and there's revenue on Twitch. And then I started to think, oh, I'm going to be okay. Because
so
I was
wait,
really
how
concerned.
How does that work? You do you're twitching first.
Yeah, Twitch. And then you put that video on YouTube.
Oh, you just upload that on YouTube.
You could do it right from Twitch. It's crazy. So, all right. So then.
All right, keep going, dude.
So then cut to,
you
know, we start playing Modern Warfare. All right. We start playing Warzone.
Yeah, heavy.
So it's fun. Bobby likes it. Then Bobby's playing. I can even get him on camera. And then cut to, I wanted you to play.
Yeah.
Because we're great, and I knew that it would be big for my channel.
Yeah. Okay, absolutely.
I was transparent about it.
Yeah, I know.
You know?
But like going back to just my defense, I wasn't in the right mind state to do that. And I apologize again because I was just like, I wasn't in the right headspace to even... You know, I understand what you're saying now because I'm seeing it from your point of view. Like, I didn't realize, like, just all the potential that I thought you needed to do it for like 5 years and do like I don't like.
Well, it's only because
emojis.
It was only because of how it didn't work for our other thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, so me too. That's what I'm saying, dude.
So you see where I was coming from.
I know exactly
because you know damn well me, you know, you,
we
me,
tried,
Craig,
we tried.
And Coke, we were doing, we'd made videos.
Yeah, we tried.
We went to Ult. We did like 100 different things.
We tried. It just didn't work. So I thought, oh, maybe people don't want. But even back then when we started to, when we were doing that, one day I decided, I said, well, let me stream on my podcast channel. Back before all this.
Yeah.
I said, let me try to see what happens if I just game on my podcast channel just to see what would happen. Because I had, you know, over 15,000 followers. I said, well, maybe, you know, let's see what happens.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, but it's just like your podcast channel, your YouTube channel. You know. So then what happened was all these people were watching me play, right?
That's crazy.
Well, you know, even though, and what I'm saying is, even though I would direct them to like afterwards or would say, hey, don't forget Where's Fire Team. They didn't want to watch that. Okay. No, they didn't want to watch it. All right.
Yeah.
If they wanted to watch it, they would have watched it. No matter what I do. Even now, I raid the channel. I'm still doing it. They don't want to watch it. All right. I don't know what it is. Okay. Some people do. Some people don't. But it's different when it's like the guy from Workaholics, when it's Montez, when it's Eric Griffin from such and such.
They want
to watch it. And I'm interacting with them and I'm doing my thing, which is what I was trying to tell them we needed to do in the beginning. But, you know, whatever.
So
it worked. Then I said to Craig and Pikachu and all them, I said, hey, go stream on YouTube. It seems to be better engagement, you know? But, like, then it turned into this whole thing. So I said, well, you know, I called it Griffin Gaming just, you know, basically for fun.
Yeah.
And I was just doing it occasionally. But Worst Fire Team was doing stuff that I didn't want to do. I didn't want to play with all these strangers all the time play the, you know, only certain games. I wanted to do, if we're going to do Destiny, I wanted to do raids with me, you, and so they didn't want to do that. So I was like, okay, well, forget it. Then do what you're going to do. We never discussed it how we should have. But anyways. So cut to now, the pandemic, I start streaming and I'm like, yo, this is working. So then when I asked you, then you started to make it very clear to me, like, I don't want to stream. I didn't understand at first why you were so adamant about it.
Right.
Like, why you were so like,
I should have explained myself more in depth as far as where I really was mentally I didn't explain that to you. Yeah.
And I didn't understand because, like, then we had a phone conversation where you were like, you know, you sent me a message like, hey, look at these numbers that we're doing for you. And I was thinking to myself, well, yeah, dude, that's why I had you on.
Yeah.
In the same way you tell me, you got to come on my podcast because.
No, I understand that now.
Right, but that's why I didn't understand that why you were coming at me like that. No, I get it, Steve. We're good. We're just going through it
That's fine.
We're going through it for them. So they can understand. Because I get, because you don't understand
but you know
how much
well,
shit I get all the you, time about.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I was getting hate mail, DMs every day.
But,
like, your fan base was hitting me up like, you fucking bitch.
Yeah, but your fan base is your fan. That fan base is your fan base.
No, they're your fans coming to me.
No. Listen, let's be real about something right now. All those people are tiger belly people.
What do they call me, bitch?
They're tiger belly people.
So I guess they're my fans.
They want to see us together.
That blows my mind, though. Because let me tell you something. I understand that now.
Yeah.
Because I was dealing with that in a different regard.
Yeah.
But there's a way to communicate that.
Bro, who are you telling?
You don't call me these names.
Who you? I know.
Because, okay, you're saying that, and I believe you, right? Because I did my further research. I actually, like was messaging them back. Then I figured out, like, oh, they just want me.
Yes.
To do what they want me to do.
Exactly.
But there's a certain way to communicate that without
being offensive. But this is a thing that you really don't understand.
All right.
That you really have to, like, really understand this. These people love when you, me, and Bobby do shit together. Okay?
Well, we argue.
Listen.
Okay.
Listen. My podcast episode with the Lee brothers is still every month.
Yeah.
My second most watched episode. If I have my new episode, and then the second most watched episode is that one.
The one we did at
the one we did 2 years ago
at All Things Comedy.
Yes,
the one at
yes.
That was like,
so people love it. So then when I put this video up on YouTube of the three of us and we're doing that thing and you're yelling, "Where are you?" and they love it. They love it. It's like they're watching this thing that they can't get enough of. And then it just stopped, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'm just letting you, they love it. They love it.
Right. You don't.
I don't like that at all. I don't like what it does to me. I don't like the rage. And let me tell you, I'm like kind of watering it down, but you don't understand the type of rage this brings out of me.
No, we'll get to it.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
I'm just letting you, but I just want to defend myself.
No, no, no.
They love it. I'm not enjoying it.
What we're discussing right now is how we shouldn't have let that come between us.
I know.
Okay, this is what I'm trying to get to.
Because I had people, dude, I'm telling you, I was getting messages
I'm going to tell you when this all happened. Oof. So, after we streamed, it was great. Everybody wants us to stream. We had a talk where you were very clear about, like, oh, I don't want to stream. And I said, it's fine, right?
Yeah.
So, I'm on with Bobby. I turn on YouTube. I put it on YouTube. I'm streaming on YouTube with Bobby. I start with 700 people. And then Bobby comes on just out of nowhere.
Then it
goes to 1,000, 1,300. It's okay. You call.
Yeah.
In the middle of us playing.
Yeah, that was not planned.
It wasn't planned.
And I didn't know you were streaming.
Yeah, it wasn't planned. And Bobby picks up the phone while we're playing, and he starts talking, right? Now, if I had to do it all again, the first thing I should have done is just mute Bobby.
Oh.
If I had to do it again, I would have just muted him.
Because he made it like kind of awkward.
This is what he says.
Yeah.
He goes,
"Hey, Steve,
we're playing. Well, come on, come stream." And then he's saying to me, "Steve doesn't want to stream." And I go, I say, "It's fine. I'll get off." Okay? And by the way,
I didn't even want you to do that. I would rather just leave it so you could just keep streaming.
No. I said, "I'll turn it off." All right. Now, but here's the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is I should have muted Bobby's mic, but it was too late because twofold. One, if I say, you know what? I'll turn the stream off. All these people, furious, because now they're like, what? How come we can't watch Bobby, Steve, and Eric play?
Yeah, right?
Or I go, you guys go play, and I'll just go do on my own and keep my stream going.
Right.
They're mad because they missed out on Bobby, Steve, and Eric playing.
Yeah.
So then after that, I knew it was what was about to happen because in the comments of the video, and by the way, I cut out that part.
Right.
Immediately when it ended, I cut out the phone call. I edited the video because I was like, well, I don't want people hearing that. Okay.
Yeah.
But it was too late.
Because it's live.
In the comments of these videos, it was like, Steve's a bitch. This and that. How come? Whoa, what? That's fucked up. And I was like, In my mind, I'm like, uh-oh.
That was the beginning.
Because I know you.
Yeah.
So I'm like, uh-oh. I tried to reach out to you.
Yeah.
But you already made up your mind. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because it only got worse from that point for me because, like, I didn't know that went down. Thanks for explaining
that. No, and I tried.
I didn't know any of that went down. All I saw was, okay, that happened. And then the weeks following that was just random messages from God knows who.
And it was because
you
we had talked.
You fucking bitch. Who do you think you are? You fucking, you ruined the whole thing, you little bitch. And I'm just like, whoa.
These people are monsters. And
and you're telling me those are my fans that are talking to me like that.
That's the crazy part about it, but they are. That's the crazy part.
How, in what world? Like, let's examine that.
It's an entitlement that they have that they think.
But they shouldn't have that entitlement because I don't know them like that.
I know.
I don't know them like that. But the thing is, we have so much content out there from years. They feel like they have the right to just message me and say whatever the fuck they want.
Whatever they want.
And it's like, dude, I'm a human being, dude. Don't come at me like I just murdered your family. Like, because they come at me like I just did a horrific, unlawful, horrific thing. I murdered everyone on the planet. And how dare I do? You know what I'm saying? And then,
Steve, I totally get that. And
so
I'm with
I was just like, oh, like,
and you blamed me.
I was because I didn't hear your side of the story.
Listen,
I didn't. And the
can
thing
I
is,
tell you something? Let me tell you something right now, Steve.
Yeah,
I knew this.
Yeah,
and it's the reason why I've been patient this whole time. I know you.
Yeah,
I know how Bob is.
Yeah,
and I said I'm gonna have my time to explain to Steve the timeline of things that happened. Because I knew when I started seeing those messages, and then I talked to Bob.
Oh, you're getting them too?
No, of course I was getting them.
Yeah.
So then when I saw the comments about, so after that, then Bob says to me, hey, what happened? I talked to Steve, and Steve says, you know, he said, I'm done with that guy.
I was pissed. I was super pissed.
And I was like, but Bob.
I was resentful. I'm like.
Then I said to Bob, well, why don't you explain it to him? But you know Bobby.
He didn't explain anything.
I knew he wouldn't have. I knew it. I knew it. I knew it too. And I said, you know what? I know these guys. This is their way. This is how they operate. So let me be patient. And here I am. Okay?
Well, that's why this episode needed to happen.
Yeah, I know.
You know, and this is the thing. I was mad and like, because I didn't know the full story. I was just fucking upset.
I get it.
And I needed that time, though, because I think that that was why, because I knew eventually I was going to calm down, like really calm down.
Yeah.
And be like, and that's what I did the other week. I'm like, you know what? And I started seeing things from your point of view. I'm like, wow, wait, I can't, he's doing his thing. You know, he can't perform right now. You know, yeah, of course. Yeah, just, yeah, like he's doing his thing. Yeah, of course. Why would I, you know, and I saw my part in it and I'm like, why would I be mad at that?
Mm-hmm.
And once I realized that, I'm like, oh, I shouldn't be mad at him doing, you know, make it, you know.
Because the thing, too, is like, it wasn't like I was trying to hide it.
No, I know, but
I wasn't they, like, I was like, yeah, dude, I said to you, Steve, this is going to help me. Can you
come on?
I know,
but for some reason, I was so clouded with my, just, you know, just my point of view that I couldn't see it from where you're coming from. And then once I stepped away from the whole thing, it allowed me to really look at things the way they really were, like from your point of view, from just the standpoint of the pandemic and where we're all at,
yeah,
as far as what we're doing to make money and to survive. And I'm like, I can't knock them for doing that.
That's all that it
and
was.
So once I had that real, like the full realization, like, oh, that I was, yeah, that was not cool for me. I called you. I'm like, sorry, dude. Like,
yeah. And here we are. Yeah. Back at it. Episode number five between us.
Yeah.
And I'm going to get Steve on mine, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
Because I actually have a plan. I have a different thing.
Yeah, that's fine.
I'm saying it's like even like, I won't even say what I called you about the other day, but I'm saying even in terms of like playing, you know, the other thing I could do is I don't necessarily have to stream, but I could record.
Yeah.
You know, and then like we just capture that, the good stuff.
Yeah, right. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Then it's like we can say, because especially if we get a victory, we want that. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
for sure.
There's other things, because this is the thing too. I never not understood the feeling you have about not wanting to stream. I get that. You know,
yeah,
because I have other friends who are like that too. I have another friend of mine that's actually a huge comic I play with.
Yeah,
and he's like, he don't want to stream, and the reason too is because when he's on that Warzone, and we can get into this now.
Yeah, I want
when he's on it, he doesn't want to come across like a fucking monster because that's what it does to people.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean.
But then I've also seen content on YouTube. I forgot this kid's name, but his whole thing is getting mad. Is throwing fits. Like he's decent at the game, but I'm like, oh, like people love this.
But the thing is,
but then
like,
I don't like, I'm just afraid of what I, because you know, you've seen my red zone. I'm afraid, unless I don't know, I accept that it's going to do that to me, you know what I mean? Because it's very frustrating, and I want to get back to the dynamics of this game opposed to why it's so frustrating.
Well,
compared to Destiny. Because in Destiny, at least I could shadow step, I could disappear, throw a smoke grenade. Here, it's like, once the dude sees me, how about this? Once, okay, this is the thing is, I feel like this is my overall summary of the whole game.
Uh-huh.
I feel like 90% of the time, they know where I am. I don't know where anyone is. And that's frustrating because it's like I'm hiding in a corner and they're like,
and by the way, it's also why people like watching you play.
They want, because I don't know.
Listen, when I first started playing,
I've gotten better.
When I first started playing,
have I gotten a little bit better?
When I first started playing the Black Ops game,
This is Call of Duty.
The Call of Duty, the first one. We were playing even together. Like we started playing PUBG. We were playing PUBG.
Yeah, but
I killed you one day by accident because I didn't know friendly fire was on.
Oh right. Like, and then I was wounded. Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So like when I was playing, I remember starting to play Call of Duty, and I'm streaming, and I did something wrong by accident, and the fans on the thing, they loved it, you know?
And I thought to myself,
I was like, so sometimes I would just do things on purpose. Like, I would set myself on fire or something
because then
the reaction would be like, oh, you so, you know? And I was like, oh, they like that. They like seeing, like, I don't know how to play the game, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I don't necessarily, I'm not saying that, like, it's not all acting. I don't know how to, but sometimes I would be like, oh, let me play this up a little bit.
You know? Well, you're an entertainer.
I understood the dynamic.
Right.
So this is what I'm trying to say, though, is like, sometimes I don't know, like, people think that you're like Bobby in a sense that Bobby is he's an entertainer.
I am somewhat, but not like you guys. I do it by accident, I think. I do it by
accident. That's exactly my point, is you don't. Like, if you could step away from yourself
Yeah.
And look at yourself. It's like hard. If you were sitting over there and yeah. you'd see you
yeah.
and you can really start to figure out, oh, this is what people think. This is what people think is entertaining. Even though in the middle of it, you are super frustrated and really angry, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you're not realizing that that's entertaining. This is one. I'm going to tell you a backstory for me. When I used to coach basketball,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'd be yelling at the kids, you yeah. know, and I would be saying things. This is before I became a comic,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And people are laughing, you know?
Oh, they like that banter?
They're laughing. They're laughing at what I'm saying. But I'm really mad.
Because yeah, this kid yeah, yeah, is not yeah. doing anything. Yeah, yeah, right, right.
But
right.
I understood at that point. That's when I first understood that my whatever that is entertaining. So yeah. I embraced it.
Okay, see, that's why you're doing well. Is you, like, know? You accepted that.
So what I'm saying,
I haven't come into that yeah, you realization yet.
Yes, because you when we're
because I don't like it. Really infuriates me.
That's the
you
thing.
You know what I mean?
That's
like
the,
for real.
I know.
Like,
I get
just,
it.
Like pissed. Like what the?
I get it, and that's why. And what? But see, what you didn't see, and it's not your fault. Like I'm not blaming you.
But
or
I'm starting to see it now. See, but I'm starting to see it now though, because oh. now because I always wonder like. Motherfuckers want to just watch a guy play video games or a girl play video for an hour straight, but then
6 hours.
Six, yeah. But now I'm on YouTube. Now I'm starting to freaking, you know, like the good people,
yeah.
the people good at Warzone. I like watch their shit.
Me too. I get that's how I get my loadouts.
Like there's unique things like with the helicopter, yeah, they yeah, kill yeah, people. Yeah, yeah. You know what I mean? Like C4. Fucking.
I just like looking at the like they'll be maneuvers. Like they'll be like, oh here's my new loadout. This is the new
yeah.
meta. And I go, oh I gotta try that. That's what
yeah,
I do.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
But so. What I'm saying is like, so you just never really understood why that dynamic, especially when it's the three of us.
Yeah, and that's my fault.
How it works.
I'll accept that. That's like my closed mindedness to the whole. You know, to the platform and the...
I don't know necessarily if I agree with that, Steve, just as so much as I think that it is about that your personal feelings and how you feel...
Has nothing to do with the entertainment value of it, right?
You don't... Yeah, yeah.
I'm not realizing that this is entertainment
but that's okay.
value.
But what I'm saying is yeah. it's okay because if you're really feeling stuff, it's not your job to, like, take your pain and then be entertaining to people.
Yeah.
But maybe you would... Maybe if you could see your reasons for not doing it, I'm saying... It's not like you might be like, I don't want this. It's both. Because you can be like, I don't want this out there.
Exactly. I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I'm protecting myself as well because there's some horrific things I've said in the gulag where if I would have captured that, I might have been
canceled.
I've said some very hateful things.
This is why,
like,
I'm saying,
you know.
This is why I'm saying we should just record. That's what I'm saying. I can record. I can just record us playing.
Yeah.
Edit it down to like, hey, these are the funniest moments.
Yeah.
And put that out.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, anyways, but anyway, neither here nor there. But I totally get it now. So
I want to talk about just the game itself
and
what's fun about
it. It's funny you say that because I was going to have and actually we can still do this on my podcast channel too for me, but I have a list of things that it's funny you say that because I make this list all the time about the things that I want to talk about on Warzone, my likes and dislikes. I actually have a list of them right there. So yeah, but listen, we got into Warzone and I'm going to tell you my feelings on reason why. This is the reason why you play Warzone. Because it makes you feel the way it makes you feel, you get so angry, so mad, that when you finally get that victory, it is the sweetest thing you could possibly
feel. You feel like you just won the lottery.
Yeah.
Like,
whenever Warzone victory comes on the screen.
You know, that's the thing. I think that's why people gravitate towards it, because it's frustrating as hell, but it's difficult as hell. It's challenging as hell. And when you finally get, because how many people are playing? 150? Like,
yeah.
And then when you're the...
To know that you're in the final...
If I get top five, final circle, I celebrate.
The other day, Bobby and I have played for the first time since all this shit broke out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And we
yeah.
finished second. And it was my fault.
I'd rather finish third.
I fucked us up, man. It was my own fault. I had the video on YouTube. But it was like, and Bobby, you know, he was way better at the game now.
I got a little bit. He's really good.
He's gotten better.
Yeah.
He doesn't like playing Warzone. He plays that multiplayer all the time.
Yeah, I know.
I like multiplayer. I use it to rank
up
the guns.
Well, there's reasons for that. Because, you know, he doesn't like waiting around. You know my brother's personality. Yeah, yeah, yeah. He's like, okay, what's next? He doesn't like waiting around.
Playing with other people. That's another thing, too. He's always a loner guy.
He doesn't like this either. If you're like doing a duo or a trio and you're getting five kills and you're still winning the game, but he doesn't get any kills, that infuriates him.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't feel like he, exactly.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I feel the same way about it too. I hate counting, like when I play with fans.
Yeah.
And I play with some guys who are really good sometimes. And it's like, I'm dead. Like, I play with this one kid. His name's Landon.
Shout out to Landon.
Landon, shout out. He's got a Twitch channel. It's called Twitch underscore
Landon. Is he on
Landon.
PC or what's the deal?
He just moved to PC. Okay. But he was playing on a console before. Uh-huh. But the dude's so good that like, we're all dead. And he can still win the game. He can still kill six people and win. When you're sitting at home with your controller down and you're watching a game that you're in, it makes me feel like a bench warmer in the NBA. And
yeah.
You're watching LeBron James.
I know.
You're a fan.
And,
you're not on the team.
And not only that, you know what is infuriates me the most? Sniping.
Dude.
Because let me tell you something. The way I was raised as far as this, you know, like gun battles and fights, just from Destiny. You're not 500 meters away on a top of a building. Like, that's what infuriates me. I'm, like, just walking in the hills, and then boom. I get clipped, and this is going back to my frustration, is like, okay, it's kind of like you're in a UFC fight, and the guy's punching you from, like, 10 miles away. You're like, you know what I'm saying?
No,
or, like, the guy, not only, how about this is a better analogy. You're in the ring, but the guy's invisible, and you're like, boom, you're getting hit, and you're like, oh, I want to fight back.
Here's the issue, though. This is a Warzone programming issue.
Oh, I hate it.
See, when you, because you're playing solo.
Oh,
right?
God.
This is what's wrong with it. See, when say we're playing a duo, you and I, we're playing a duo.
Thinking about it.
If you and I are doing a duo and you get sniped, you're not dead. I can come and resurrect you, okay? I can pick you up.
Yeah.
But in a solo, you're dead.
I get so much anxiety playing solos.
I love solos.
I feel like everyone, duos are pretty bad too. Everyone's camping. People camp more on duos. Trios, people are more free. They do more recons and scavengers. But solos, I feel like, okay, I need to land in a safe spot and hide type thing, you know? And like what happened that last game, Ren? I couldn't get my load. Like, I don't like when people farm my loadout. I see my loadout drop and I'm running.
You have to go right away. That's what I found. You know how there's loadouts everywhere now?
Well, let's describe what a loadout
is
to the viewer.
Just loadout boxes.
So your loadout is your personal configuration on the weapons you personalize. Yeah. There's two, usually one primary, but you could do a thing called overkill where you get two good primary weapons.
It's just
customized
perks and weapons.
Yeah, so it's your customization.
And a little box drops someplace random on
randomly
the map.
Near you.
You know, yeah.
Opposed to the other guns you naturally find throughout the game.
Ground
you know?
Loot.
Yeah, just ground loot.
Yeah.
So when that loadout drops.
Everybody in the map's running.
Everybody.
No. Here's what happens now.
What?
You know what's going on? There's too much money to be found in the game. And people are like, you know what? The loadout should be more expensive to buy.
$10,000
is too cheap. Because you know what's happening
20.
Now? It should be like 25, you know? Because people are buying their loadout. So now they're not even getting their loadout. And then they're camping the other loadouts. And they're just fucking killing people, man.
Yeah.
So if my loadout drops, if I don't go to it right away, I go, well, there goes that loadout.
How much of an advantage do you have when you have your loadout and they don't have their loadout?
I think it's a huge advantage.
Explain that to the viewers.
Well, the guns are all perked up. You know, they got the good attachment. So, you know, you can put
the scope you want.
Yeah, the scope, the grip, the underbarrel.
This ground loot
is not good enough. Mm-hmm. And there's always one really good gun. So last season, season 5, was the Origin shotgun. So everybody was using that and it was just bam, 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 bam. So they got rid of that.
I don't even want to bring that up.
They got rid of it.
I got killed with that.
Okay,
so
they got rid of it.
What about the one that's a shotgun but there's fire?
The R90, I love that. But that's a loadout gun though.
Okay.
That's a loadout gun.
Yeah.
So you have that, right? So you have they're so much better.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Those guns are so you have to get your loadout. You know? Get it.
I just feel like the Growl opposed to like a Kilo or a Uzi you find or anything you find is so much better for me.
Because
fire rate and
every loadout
it's like a
gun's
laser.
Better. The M13
I mean?
To me is secretly one of the best guns.
M13?
Yeah, the M13 because it shoots like a laser beam, man.
More than the Growl?
Yeah. Oh, way better than the Growl in terms of like, but the Growl just has better distance and
yeah.
But
yeah.
That M13 is like kick.
Yeah, but let me tell you something. If I'm not dealing with snipers, and I know where they are, and they know where I am, it's equal like playing field, I could win those. I could win those half the time, more than half the time, because I don't know. It's because of Destiny. I'm used to that type of range. That's a problem I have, is like this game, there's no range, you know, like this guy could be on top of a building.
I'll give you a tip.
Yeah.
What's your sensitivity set at?
I don't even know. Okay. Does that matter?
It does matter. It matters huge, actually.
How?
I'll tell you how. So the sensitivity. Yeah. And I've just figured this out recently. So there's four numbers you have to look at. So they have horizontal sensitivity, which is like how fast you can move like this. Vertical sensitivity, obviously up and down. Okay. Then they have the ADS sensitivity, which I still can't figure out. I can't really describe it properly, but that has to do with like looking down sight. Like
aim down sights.
The ADS. But like you could change that number too. Now, the higher the sensitivity,
the better.
The better. Really? The better for you, like to move.
Mine's
and
on like 40 or 50. Or
no, something. No, it's not.
It's not?
No, no. Your sensitivity is probably set to like the standard one.
The standard,
which is 70? It's a number. It's just a single number, Steve.
Okay.
So your sensitivity is probably at the standard, which is probably either 4 or 5.
Oh.
I have mine to 10 right now, and I feel the difference.
You like boom, boom. Like,
oh, I'm talking about I'm winning gunfights I used to lose before. Because that little turn, like let's say he over the our camera, our producer Ren here. If he's there, okay, and you're playing against these PC guys and these guys, their sensitivity is high. They're jumping around like this, right?
Oh my God.
So this is here. Let me explain it to you. If I'm aiming at him at 5, if he moves this way, it's gonna take me a little bit longer. I'm dead.
You're dead.
This move here.
You got 100 bullets in you by then.
Dude, this move,
that's how frustrating it is.
This move like this, you got to practice with it, though, because it's going to feel all over the place, but it's worth practicing. Just keep moving it up. Keep moving it up. I'm telling you. When we finish with this, you turn it on and I'll show you. Yeah. You have to keep moving it up.
I wish you would have told me that a month ago. I mean, dude.
Hey, I was trying to, but you weren't talking to me.
I know. Okay. Hey, dude.
I noticed the skillet is gone.
Wait, go ahead. Let's do that moment where you.
Yeah, can we talk about your second bedroom, your outside bedroom over here?
Explain.
What is that? Steve, you really should take the camera out there and take a picture of this so you can hear my voice. So I walk up and there's like a bed outside, okay, and a chair. It looks like.
That's my neighbor, Marcella.
Is this some kind of outdoor apartment over here?
Due to the pandemic, she wanted to have...
She wanted to sleep outside? Her,
she wanted to...
I'm surprised some homeless person isn't like, oh, this... Oh, wow, they got it set up.
Oh, no, they have. We have them on camera.
Just out here sleeping?
Oh, no, we have them... there's cameras everywhere. We have them walking towards it, but then she has it set up where she'll, like, chase them away. But anyway, so it's her setup. It's her decision to decorate out there, you know. Mm-hmm. That's her space, I guess. And she wanted to make a little enchantment hammock work area.
It looks like some like a Disney movie woodsy. You know what I mean? Like this is where like the
yeah,
you
it's
know,
her thing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I mean, I don't want to be an asshole and be like, you can't do that. Like, let her do. You know,
it's weird.
I know, but
because it's a bed.
It's a hammock.
It looks like a bed.
I know it's a hammock,
and it looks like it's set up like somebody's bedroom. It looks like one of those war zone rooms.
Well, let her. It's her decision.
No, it looks like one of those war zone rooms. You know, you go into a house. And it's
well, that's
and
her
it's all
decision.
Burnt out.
That's her decision, Eric. That's her decision.
You really got to take a video of that because it looks like a war zone house.
Well, I don't want to put her on blast. Listen, that's her decision.
I was looking for ground loot when I walked by. I was like.
You didn't notice my stove? I got a new stove.
Oh, you
from
got
Target.
A new stove?
From Target.
With a stove? Or is it a stove?
Yeah, it's a stove where
a
I can
real
make
stove?
Chicken pot pies. Yeah.
You mean you got a toaster oven?
Yeah.
You want to talk about overestimating?
I'm sorry. I was trying to talk
Wait,
it up.
You got a stove.
I was trying to talk it up.
Steve got a stove, everybody. Look over. It's a used toaster oven.
No, it was new. It was new. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase. I got a toaster oven from Target.
You should have got a convection oven.
Where am I going to put a stove in this spot?
Oh my God,
you know.
Do you still have the old bullshit Xbox too?
Yeah, it's just the stand. It's right there
with the big that.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh, I'm going to upgrade. I'm going to upgrade. When's the new one coming out?
Oh, okay. I was going to say, because no, I was going to give you my other
one, my Xbox S. That's fine. I'm going to upgrade.
But I have two.
Well, what's the difference?
It's just better. You get rid of that dumb big power plug thing.
Yeah.
It loads faster, you know. Mm-hmm. But your sensitivity, Steve, getting back to that.
Yeah. So the
place looks...
okay, you're going to go back to my room.
I guess it looks the same. You know what I mean? I don't know. People shit on my kitchen all the time when I cook on Instagram.
Yeah.
But you know what they always say? Is that Steve's apartment? Which is my favorite. Is that Steve's apartment? Oh, man.
I want to go back to, man, you're doing so, you're saying, because you told me on the phone the other day, you're like, dude, I'm doing so well doing this gaming thing, like making more than, opposed to the comedy, is that true?
It's crazy,
so you're making
man.
More doing gaming
yeah,
than
because,
comedy?
Yeah, because it's not necessarily off the Twitch and the YouTube videos.
Yeah.
It's off of the opportunities from gaming. I did this show on the Twitch channel, on the Crown channel, that I played video games with T-Pain.
What?
Yeah. Then I did another thing where I did some work with the military. I did this other show that it was like all the huge streamers were on it. Nick Merckx and all these people. Yeah.
I don't even know that world.
Oh, anyways.
That's their career.
Yeah, man. And I'm getting into that world as like the comedian gamer guy.
Wow.
So I'm getting all these opportunities to do that. And the opportunities are like, listen, if I had a choice between going to some shit club in some shitty little town and they said, hey, well, we have this gaming opportunity, I'm taking the gaming opportunity.
You don't have to leave.
I don't got to leave, and it pays more, you know?
It does.
Yeah, so this is why I was saying like, and this is why I was trying to say like about getting into the gaming world.
Yeah.
It's not just about playing in front of the people.
I just don't know how to configure it. Like, I tried doing it, but you couldn't hear the people in my chat. Like,
oh, see, it's a whole thing, Steve. It's a whole thing. But I tried to call you.
All right, well, we'll talk afterwards.
I'll get you all set up afterwards.
Because
that's what I'm saying. That's the thing
to
do, too.
I'm not saying I'm going to completely dive in,
but I'll try maybe once a week, I don't know. And what I say is this. If you are really concerned about your personality and worrying about saying and doing things that you don't want public,
that's why we should
do it the way I'm saying.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Even for your own channel, is you just go... Like, you know how you have your segments
for
your podcast?
Yeah.
One of them should be gaming. You understand?
Right.
And you put that out, and trust me, it'll be a very,
you know, you're
very big.
You're opening my mind because it's just, I should have had a clue. I had no clue.
You know what
that
your mind is like?
It's close. So once it's closed,
your mind is like a wrapped, like, UPS box that you're trying to send to Korea. You know what I mean? Like, your grandma's in Korea, and you have to, like, send her, like, peaches. And so you have to, like, you got to put the tape, and then you got to cover it in plastic. That's your mind. So I've been trying to open it now for, like, 4 years, and I'm like, can somebody get me a knife? Because I can't get this dumbass mind open because it's so wrapped tight. That's it. That's you.
Well, I'm open to, you know, I'm realizing now. Just my closed-mindedness.
Yeah, man.
It took me, I don't know why it took me to this point.
Bobby told me the other day, I ask him every time I talk to him, what's up with Steve, man? I don't know, Doc. You know, Bobby. I don't know.
Yeah.
When he holds a grudge, it'll be like 2 years. That's what Bobby said. And I said, 2 years? Like, I was like,
but
then I started to get mad. You know what's funny? I was starting to get mad, and my patience was starting to wane, and sure enough, the universe put us back together, and you called me.
See, dude? Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
You're sitting here now. I have no ill will. I'm looking
me
at you
neither.
Like nothing
did.
Ever happened.
Good.
I don't. And the thing
I
is,
knew
I
it would
never,
be like that.
Never hate. You know, I have no hatred.
I get
to
it,
you
though.
Towards
I get
you
it.
At all.
It's just look. It's just a
I just
misunderstanding.
Was, exactly.
It's just a misunderstanding that. And then I what remember the you see he don't return my text either. And I sent you a text because it was like your birthday.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I put on your Instagram, I said, happy birthday, Steve.
Yeah.
And the trolls pounce on that.
Yeah, something positive. They're like, what's up, man?
Yeah, why aren't you saying something?
Yeah.
So I texted you like, Steve, stop worrying about these trolls. Don't worry about the trolls.
God.
Because I knew that was what it was. It was like piled on and piled on. And I knew it. Like I said, as soon as I started to see these messages, I was like, oh no, Steve's going to see this and he's going to freak out.
It's going to take me a while. I still haven't like really accepted the fact that these so-called trolls are really my friends or my fans.
They're friends. They're just fans.
They're just fans.
You know what you have to remember with the word fan? You know what the word fan is short for?
What?
Fanatical.
Oh, fanatical. They're fanatical.
Yeah. And that's not a good word. You know what I mean?
It's crazy. Do you remember that movie with Robert De Niro and
The Fan?
That was a crazy movie,
exactly,
right?
That's exactly what it is, man.
Who else? Oh, Wesley Snipes. Yeah. Was it Wesley Snipes and Robert De Niro?
Yeah, because Wesley was the
he
athlete.
Was the baseball. Yeah. That movie was crazy.
What have you been watching?
I saw this documentary, American Murder, The Family Next Door.
Oh, my God.
You want to talk about that?
Tom Watts. I haven't finished it all.
You haven't seen
it? Yeah, I haven't seen all of it, man.
Well, let me tell you something. This documentary will blow the lid off the top of your head. Because this is the thing. You think, okay, Charles Manson, Ted Bundy, you know, they're a certain way. This motherfucker, this guy, he's just a guy next door. You would never suspect a dude like that killing his family like that.
Well, listen.
You know, like, you would never suspect.
Before Ted Bundy, you wouldn't think he had a girlfriend.
No, but this guy,
like, good-looking dude.
No, but this guy getting interviewed, like, just his Facebook post. You're like, oh, he's just an everyday family guy. He's a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. He loves his kids.
He got heads in the basement.
No, he put them in oil tanks. He put his daughter in two different oil tanks. No. This Jesus fucking Christ. Monster. But dude, I'm telling you, it's hot right now because people are watching it, and it just,
I'll check it out.
I'm obsessed with it because it just breaks down the dynamic of what's possible, like who could be, it could be the person next, like who, anyone could be this
just
guy.
Makes you paranoid.
But the thing is, even when they were missing, right? The wife and the two daughters, unborn kid, because his wife was pregnant with his son as well. He was doing interviews with the local news people, like, because they have him. And the way he was just so calm and, like, you know what I mean? Like, his demeanor, like, it wasn't until halfway through, I'm like, wait a minute, this guy,
Steve,
there's something wrong
with
this guy.
But once you, that's what makes somebody a psychopath. Look, it's not
a sociopath.
Yeah. Look, it's not. It's not the act itself, okay? It's it's what people do after. That's what makes them a psychopath. Listen, you could kill your girlfriend because of crime of passion. This happens all the time. People lose themselves. You come in here, you know, and your girlfriend's with him. You know what I mean?
I'm the type of dude, though, because I know me. I'm the type of dude.
You'd kill them both.
No, I'd kill myself.
Hilarious. He blames himself.
Funny
though, but he blamed me for the gaming problem. So there we go, guys. So he would kill himself for everyone else, but not me.
No.
Okay.
With all of it.
Okay, but here's what I'm saying though. That's a crime of passion.
Yeah, for all sure. Right? For all sure. Right?
So what I'm saying is, and this is why you ever watch First 48.
Oh yeah, I remember that.
The First 48. The thing of they always they catch people because most people confess.
Right.
Because that thing in us is guilt.
Yeah.
Shame.
Oh, yeah.
These are things that make people go, oh, I did it. Or, you know, or they're not. All right. It's the person that can kill his wife and kid, put him in a dumpster, and still go to church on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
And do interviews, still, like, be out in public, like, hey, how you doing, buddy? That's the person.
Well, how about this? Give you more
no
background.
No shame, no guilt.
Yeah. This guy.
No remorse.
Going back to this American Murder thing, this dude had a mistress on the side. And he was planning on, like, you know, getting this new life with this girl. Why don't you just get a fucking divorce, dude? Like, why? That's what I don't understand. Okay.
It's probably cleaner to kill him. I mean, I'm just being honest.
I mean, it's just like, no, seriously, it's like, dude, just if you're going to do that, just leave your wife, do whatever you want to do. But
it's crazy, dude.
But
it's
how about this? Okay, it's not cool to kill anyone, but
right.
What did the daughters do wrong, dude? Like, they're 3 or 4 years old.
You know what it is?
I don't understand that.
I'll tell you what it is. It's like an animal mentality. Because
it's crazy.
I remember watching this lion show, and then, like, so when a lion comes in to take over another pride,
they kill
the old kids because they got to make their new kids. Yeah.
What?
Yeah. So it's like some sort of primal animal thing. Yeah, dude, I saw that. I was like, damn, this is ill, man,
that's
the
crazy.
Way animals are. So a new lion will come in, take over, drive the dad off. And then he sees these cubs. He's got to kill them because he got to make his own.
Did Bob tell you about that Korean zombie series Kingdom? Are you on that?
No, I haven't got on that yet.
Dude, you got to get on that, too.
Kingdom?
Yeah,
Kingdom. What's it on?
It's on, I think, Netflix, right? Netflix.
Oh, it's on Netflix? I'll check it out.
Yeah, dude.
I've been seeing some good. Have you watched The Boys on Amazon?
No, I keep hearing it from The Boys.
Oh, from of course, Craig.
Yeah.
This is a great show.
He's like, Steve, you got to watch
it. You got to watch
it. It's about superheroes.
It's just rated R. So just think superheroes.
But rated R. I'll definitely check it out. How many seasons?
It's 2 seasons.
Okay.
The second season is going on right now.
I'll admit this. I'm caught up with Cobra Kai as well.
No, that's supposed to be really good.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's cheesy.
Since they moved it to Netflix, it's huge,
dude,
now.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, my buddy Brett Ernst. You know Brett Ernst?
No.
Comic from the Comedy Store. He's on that show.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never met the guy.
Oh, you have. You have. Another show I'm watching is Utopia.
Is that good?
I just started watching on Prime. This one's it's really creepy.
I watched The Platform. You suggest that to The Platform?
Oh, yeah. What did you think of The Platform?
Ill.
Oh my God!
Concept,
right,
concept
that
was
concept,
ill.
Yeah.
Ill, oh. Like just like the whole, the whole world, like people are like in this prison and there's a platform,
different levels.
The food starts at the top and then it goes down levels, and every month they change their, reconfigure where you are.
And all they have
to
do is just
levels.
Let everybody eat and everybody be fine.
No, but that it says a lot about humans,
it's capitalism,
consumption.
That's what they were trying to show with
ill,
that.
Ill.
Yeah, The Platform. Watch that one on Netflix too. But I'm gonna check out this murder documentary too.
Dude,
I have to finish.
I'm telling
it.
You, it's unsettling. It's unsettling.
Problem is, Rachel doesn't like anything scary or anything
she
like
might
that.
Not. The thing is, she might. Her response might be.
That's why I have to watch that kind of stuff
on
my own.
Yeah, you might have to on this one.
Like this Utopia show is pretty. It's pretty graphic and violent too.
Yeah.
But it's good. That's another good one.
Look, the hour has already flown by.
Because this is what we do, man.
But I want
to
really.
And you tried to
I
ruin
wanna
it.
Steve
tried to ruin it.
I want to shine a light on. I want to really promote the Twitch thing.
Oh, yeah.
Got
so
going
you can get me at Eric Griffin Gaming on Twitch. Eric Griffin Gaming. And you can see me. And I also put videos up on YouTube, Eric Griffin Gaming. And hopefully we'll see Steve coming on there.
Yeah.
And actually, I want to do what I really want to do is have a total Warzone podcast with you. That I'm going to put on my gaming channel.
Okay, yeah.
We'll
do
that.
Can we go to All Things Comedy or to
either way.
Yeah, just to get a different,
It just depends. I want to get Bob and we'll
figure it out.
Yeah, I don't. It's
and then,
mess.
Then, how often do you Twitch? When can people catch you Twitch?
I Twitch every single day.
What time?
It varies.
Okay.
Yeah, it just depends on when I get out. I don't have it. I should have a set time, but my people know me at this point right now. So just catch me on Twitch, Eric Griffin Gaming. And then I'm at Eric Griffin on most things, Instagram, Twitter, and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But you guys know this is my fifth time on here.
Fifth time.
And this, the guy, no matter what happens, we find our way back. Our friendship, friendship is too strong to just let, you animals push us apart. You tried. And you failed.
Yeah. There's no. I don't even look at the comp. I'd rather not.
I wish I had it in me not to look at the comments.
That's
I wish it was a part where I could. But sometimes you peek. Let me finish.
I
this.
Can't peek.
I've had Rachel on my podcast. A couple times. And I look at the comments and I go. I knew I've been avoiding it for so long just because of Kalila and Bobby, like what they had to deal with.
Oh,
so
now that's a different level.
I've seen
these
comments
level.
And I'm like, oh, man. So I was
thing is, since we do content and we're public, it comes with the territory.
It comes with it.
It comes
but
with
this
it.
This is what I'm trying to tell you all the time.
But
it comes
some,
with it.
But some
now of, you get it?
But yeah, it comes with it. But I haven't fully accepted it because...
Just don't blame me.
Okay. Hey, man, I apologize. I love you, man. It's all good. It's all good.
I'm
you're
allowed,
here
I'm
right now.
I'm to have some feelings.
Yeah, I know, but you're here.
I know we're here.
Yeah,
we're here.
We patched it up.
We patched it.
Yeah. And then once I announced it, right?
It'd be funny.
Even on my Patreon, even my patrons were like, yeah, Steve, I'm proud. It's about time you made it right with, they're siding with you the whole time. I'm like, okay, well, they have a point. That's my own patrons that are
hello?
Siding with Mr. Griffin here. And I just gotta.
I said on my Twitch the other day. I was like,
eat a
guys,
slice that humble pie.
I said,
the other day, I
said it on my Twitch. I said, guys, Steve called me, and it's just constantly. Oh, that's great!
Yeah,
oh
yeah,
my
yeah.
God, finally!
These are the same people that said, "I hope Steve dies." Love you, love you. Everything's fine because they have said stuff like that. I don't deserve to live.
Now you're doing all you're getting the bag. Steve's going to get the bag now, everybody.
Want to shout out my patrons. I have a Patreon if you want to help support this platform, patreon.com/StevieWeeby. The newest patrons this week, Poor Boy Drip, Ross Meek, Sean Dawson, and my man Scott Powell. I'm four songs into my Stir Crazy Gene Wilder, Richard Pryor concept album. That's I'm grinding.
By the way, the album, the stuff, the EP about your dad, great.
Thank you. I put it out on the internet too. I appreciate that. Website, StevieWeebyShow.com. If you want to order a shirt, just know that the delivery shipping might be delayed because of the pandemic. Instagram/QUANGOU. Bandcamp at StevieWeebyBandcamp.com. Can you shout out your Instagram as well?
Yeah, and by the way, also Patreon, guys. We need to start something so we can get Steve a convection oven.
Okay.
So let's start that poll going here.
Okay.
Money towards convection oven. And, you know, we should, you know, every time I come, we should try to get something new for this place.
Okay.
Maybe we should get you registered at, like, Target or something like that.
Okay. I love
for
Target.
For the podcast.
I love Target.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Eric Griffin.
Eric Griffin. Just, you and can find me most places there.
That's with the E-R-I-K. Yeah. Okay. I have a P.O. Box series if you want to send in fan mail, boxes, convection whatever. Oven. Send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California 90093. Dude, it was an honor having you back, brother.
Yeah.
All right. Peace.